This is Dave Fleming. Welcome to day 14 of the Seeker's Challenge. Well, once again, we've arrived at our bridge day, a bridge between week 2 and week 3, where we reflect and invite. Where are we right now in the Seeker's Challenge? Well, we know that seekers are those who are seeking a deeper spirituality. They desire to go deeper into the idea of transcendence, to the experience of transcendence, and transformation. Their transcendent experiences, that is, when they touch that which is deeper than themselves, they do it not only for the experience itself, but also for the transformation of their daily lives that that transcendence can yield. We know that the seeker's way, to be on the seeker's path, is first to lose our way, to venture out, leaving behind things that no longer serve the path we are on. And when we leave, we venture into the unknown. When we venture into the unknown, it puts us in touch with ambiguity. It puts us in touch with uncertainty, and we must wonder and wander about in that with a spirit of expectancy. Now, as we wonder and wander about, we will find guides. And guides come in many forms. And we are more likely to find guides when we are clear about where guidance is needed. We want our guides to provide insight and energy without them controlling or over-influencing our lives. And there will be times that can be wonderful opportunities where the seeker, you and I, become the guide. And at that point, we need to be humble, open-hearted, and wisdom-giving. Well, there is week 1 and 2 of the Seeker's Challenge, exploring what it means to be on the seeker's path. And so today is a day to reflect deeply on week 2, and to bring the concepts of week 1 back into your consciousness. Losing your way, finding your guides. What will you take from week 2? Let's take some time right now just to let the ideas and insights of week 2 wash over us. Take a few deep breaths. Simply come to a place of calm in your body and in your soul. A place of relaxed reflection. Consider how guides show up in your life. What forms do guides take in your life? What kind of guide do you resonate with? How could you expand the type of guide you are willing to hear, you are willing to invite? Are there people or animals or elements of nature or circumstances speaking to you right now in your life? Are they guiding you? Are they providing you important insight and energy for your spiritual journey? Reflect on that this week. What is the guidance that you need? When you go to that place that makes you uncomfortable, that ambiguity, the uncertainty, what in that space of uncertainty is calling out for guidance? Is there a question or an idea that you need to explore with a guide? How can you allow guides access to your life without enabling them to control your life? What kind of guide do you want to be when the seeker, you, becomes the guide? What behaviors are important? Humility. A groundedness in the reality of your own frailty and your own need to seek and find guidance. Open-heartedness, a generous spirit that's welcoming to the struggles, to the thoughts, to the explorations of the other. And wisdom-giving, a pointing out of a variety of things on the path that the seeker may want to explore. Reflect this week on those three behaviors in your life. How can you cultivate those? Wow, we've explored a lot in week two. Take some time today to find where the ideas and insights of week two resonate for you. What do you need to reflect on and ponder today? Sit with this, turn it over, turn these ideas over today, and listen, and see what emerges for you. See where the concepts, the ideas, the wisdom explored in week two, see where it takes you today, and make a commitment to pursue that in the days ahead. We also know that on this bridge day between weeks, we think about who we can invite. Who can you invite to participate in the Seeker's Challenge? Again, I want to encourage you, just like last week, who are three more people that you can invite today? Email them, text them, call them today. And share with them what you're learning as you make your way through the Seeker's Challenge. Encourage them to go over to loveperiod.org, the Aldea Spiritual Community website, and sign up for the Seeker's Challenge. Help them find it and register and get connected to the content. Be a guide for them to point out something that could be valuable to their own exploration of spirituality. Who today will you invite to take the Seeker's Challenge? Do it today. Perhaps this will become a group of people who are walking the Seeker's Challenge with you. Maybe even a group that could explore the ideas together. Hop on Zoom or hop on a phone call, and discuss these together. Continue to build the community of seekers, the tribe of seekers, who want to touch deeper transcendence and allow that touch to bring them to points of transformation, to experience a rich and full life. Have a wonderful day. Reflect and invite.